State plane coordinate systems are based upon map projections, and this, of course, means projecting a portion of the Earth's surface onto a plane, and those planes need to be developable, meaning that if they are split up an element, they can be flattened. And you see an example here of two developable surfaces, a cylinder and a cone. The cylinder being used in Mercator and transverse Mercator, and the cone in Lambert conic, which are the two that are most common in state plane coordinate systems. Of course, there is one oblique portion of state planes. That's the panhandle of Alaska. The problem, as I say here, is often illustrated by trying to flatten part of an orange peel. If the orange peel stands in for part of the surface of the Earth, a small part can be pushed flat without too much deformation. But when the portion gets large, flattening it inevitably leads to tears and stretches and a distortion. And this, of course, is synonymous with what happens with the Earth's surface. As I said, as long as the surface is relatively limited, while distortion is not eliminated, it's not too troublesome. But as the area gets larger, it becomes so. The flattening that we see here with the cylinder and the cone is useful in a map projection because, of course, happens without those tears being too obvious. The right circular cone, if cut up one of its elements that is perpendicular from the base to the apex, can be completely flattened without trouble. And the same can be said of a cylinder cut up a perpendicular from a base to base.